a collection of nights. The best friend in high heels to the well-dressed woman in blue matching outfit, with a boob freely hanging. I've drunk cider and smoked other people's cigarettes, and the one-armed man hustling people for 20p's. I'm a genuine cripple, he exclaims, stump exposed. No one stumps up. Or the gypsy bands who do better with joviality, and the young Asian man spitting sick in strings like dewy spider webs. I let one woman squeeze behind me in the barriers, but she's not close enough and her bag gets stuck. Nights fall into each other, a collection of the worn and the beautiful. I heave ho between feeling switched on to feeling numb. I love the mix, the mixing. London is multi-toned, wickedly diverse, but I still like girls with thick thighs and thicker eyebrows the best, with country accents and hesitance at life's carousel. We spin like tops and collapse in heaps. And I love the marionettes that surround me. I love their ragged lives and misshapen hearts. It's my capital city, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Headphones and mobile phones, rucksacks and butt cracks. How can I love anyone else? I'm part of my city. Somebody asked me if I would ever teach. I say no, because I'm still learning. The different chicken shop perfumes and the rhythm of life. It's a rumba without end, and I watch its curves, I swallow its pill. The streets are my medicine. A million lives here, another million there. It's a shanty of lives. And I click my fingers to the 4-4 or the foxtrot. It's my home. I'm at home in its madhouse. The only way I live is by stepping back and watching the mayhem. It has such sights to show me still.